Yeah. Opportunity be knocking. Let motherfucking opportunity be knocking. They gotta let a motherfucking. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about the tank, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a fuck up. Now I pull the truck up. Same bitch stuck up. Now she wanna suck us. See me hanging out the window screaming, what, what? No more tough luck. A different glove is what I'm cut from. Baby, oh my lord. The cops chasing Bronson in the all white Ford. Shit, I'm on that all night tour. Bitch, I'm alright, but I'm off that roar. I'm in the road, dancing sauce on the top floor. You would swear I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not, Lord. Hot hoes, every city that we go singing. Head side, killing what they know. All I do is eat oysters and speak six languages and three voices. It's Adriatic summers on a sailboat. Don't even try to call, I'm not available for nothing. Unless it's stupid paper. How about the Studebaker with Anita Baker? Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby.
Welcome to the Alski Show, episode number 3. You're in for something good. I want to give a shout out to my man George at All The Right. Make sure you come check out his store. He's got all your graph needs, sneakers, gear, and all. Right here in Corona, on Corona Avenue. Look him up. Give him a follow at All The Right. Now, getting back to the show, make sure you subscribe to the Alski Show at Podomatic.com. We could track everything. You know, we love the feedback. Thank you for all the support. Everything's good. Stay tuned. Giveaways will follow each and every episode. Hopefully you're enjoying it. If you have any suggestions, you could always DM me at Alski, O-T-C, King, A-L-S-K-I, O-T-C, K-I-N-G, on Instagram. And be sure to give my website a peep at www.outtocrash.com. We always have good specials, great deals on markers, canvases, featured artists, sticker packs, you name it, we got it. If we don't have it, let me know and I'll get it. Now, without further ado, I want to introduce to you one of my favorite writers from the LES. He's been doing his thing for a minute, and we're going to hash it up. Once again, Mr. Sev TDT Crew.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Sev One is in the building.
That's what's up. So let's get down and dirty. When was the first time you actually considered taking a marker or a spray can and doing your thing? Who did you look up to? Because I know you've seen a lot of writers out there.
Well, I can't even remember, but the guys I used to look up to, definitely Lee, whole TNS crew, EL3, Soul TNS, Mitch... Mitch 177, Cap, you know, all the old school cats. Because, you know, when I first started riding, I was hitting the trains.
What was your favorite layup or yard?
Probably the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yard, new lots, the 3-yard, and the J-yard.
There you go. So you were basically, you started just hitting the trains. And, I mean, me, I remember being a kid, I went down to Allen Street and I saw that big-ass fucking... Allen Street Boys piece that Lee did with the gas mask and the Tommy gun.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I went down further and I caught a couple of his handball courts, the graffiti, what was that, graffiti 1999, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Then he had the lion and the duck.
Donald Duck.
Yeah, he's no joke till this day. till this day. So, I mean, when I saw that, I was just a kid. And that's what got me going. But I got to say, my inspiration was Dondi. And I caught a Dondi handball court at PS19 right off of Roosevelt Avenue. And someone actually posted it the other day. Brought back a lot of memories, man. That shit was no joke. But the LES was bombed.
Definitely. Donnie's definitely one of them guys I used to look up to.
Did you ever get to meet him or?
No, I never met him. But one time I went to this art show, and this guy got on. He was talking on the phone. He was like, "Yo, what's up, Dondi?" And you know what I'm saying? I was like, "Yo, he's talking to Dondi."
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I remember that. Back in the days.
That must have been a good one. So, what were you basically? You know, what were you using when you were bombing? Krylons, Rustos, or whatever.
Krylons,
you on?
Red Devils, Rustolians for sure. Used to bomb a lot with that purple ink because I used to hit a lot of insides on the train.
Ah, from the supermarket.
Yeah,
the Garvey.
That was the good shit, bro.
Yeah, I still got some.
You couldn't even get them shits off your fingers.
Yep.
Word.
Oh yeah, but talk about fingers. The other night I did a little mission, and I used that speed can. I think Montana makes it, and that was the hardest shit to get off my fingers in the longest time, because everything else pretty much with a stone comes right off. But that shit, I had to put work into that shit.
Yeah, I hear you. Especially when you get them all in your fingernails.
Forget about it. It's like you're a dirty, greasy mechanic or some type of shit. But so, do you collect paint or artwork or you know what's your intake?
I mean, yeah, I collect artwork, but not like that. You know, I'm not out there trying to get everybody's fucking signature. Yo, hit my book.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, if I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm basically selling that bitch. Fuck that.
Yeah, money's money.
Word up.
Money's money. Me, I mean, I never really collected anything myself. I mean, now I got a couple of cans here and there, and, you know, my man Zeus hooked me up because, you know, he knows everything about paint. That motherfucker knows weight, price, this, that, year, the whole nine yards. But now it's like more, you know, my daughter Chia, she's getting into the graph, and, you know, I want her and the rest of the kids to have a nice collection. So, you know, like yourself, you did a nice little canvas for me. We'll post pictures later. You know, that's for my kids. That's so they got the knowledge. Because hopefully, you know, down the line, my daughter will take over this show. We'll be laughing at her. You know, we'll be hanging out, fucking doing canvases. And she'll be having all these new guys and whatnot. But, I remember I had asked you, someone had brought up the topic of, you know, cost being, you know, a sticker king. And he is, we paced, and I love his work. I mean, you know, we grew up literally blocks away, never met, you know, he's a great guy. And someone had made a comment about him being sticker king, the first to do we paced and so on and so forth. And I remember you had made a comment, no, I can't remember word for word, but then I jumped in, and I think we both agreed on X-Men.
Yeah, yo, DJ No and Test One, I think those are the first guys to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm an old school nigga, and yo, I think they were like the first people to like to go crazy with them stickers. I remember it was a white sticker with a red, with the background was just, you know, like the red going on around, but
inside
was white. Them stickers were everywhere, bro.
Yeah, see, I remember that. That's why I brought it up, because I remember through Instagram, we did discuss that.
And we're talking about the 80s. Nobody was doing stickers in the 80s,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't even thinking about stickers. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's fucking ingenious type of shit. Now, today, I mean, I actually like the stickers. There's
definitely
a lot of guys,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Game.
Back then, I didn't really do stickers, but now I knock out a lot of stickers. I sell a lot of sticker packs on my Instagram.
It's amazing how you could actually sell a postal just like that right there.
Definitely.
For
I get
money.
Rid of them all the time.
It's amazing. I mean, even the spray paint, I heard people paying up to $1,500 for a fucking spray can.
Would you ask me to say that again?
I actually heard of people paying $1,500 for a spray can.
Like
an old school Rusto or Scotty, Red Devil.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know,
I never heard that before. I don't collect like old cans or nothing like that.
But you know what?
Me, I use them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't save any.
No, that's true. See, like I said, I just recently started collecting, and no one does it better than Zeus. I don't know if you know Zeus, TDC crew. He's, of course, OTC.
I heard of him, but I never met him before. Shout out to Zeus. What's his name?
Zeus.
Zeus, yeah. Shout out to Zeus.
Zeus is good people. That's my brother. My brother from another mother. But to me, he's the encyclopedia of spray paint. I mean, I'm sure other people beg to differ, but you know what? Fuck what they say. I know what I say. So we got the homie over here. What's up, Dio?
What's poppin', D-I-O? You D-I crew.
Was die, you
TDT,
die.
OGM.
My man DL's in the building. It's the Queens and LES connection.
What's goody?
Yeah, what's good with that connection? Because I remember me and Dio having a conversation, and I'm like, yo, that nigga Sev is no joke. He's like, yo, that's my nigga. I'm like, what? You know him? That homeboy's from the LES. What's up with that?
You know it was bugged out? Because, like, Cynic and shit, VAC, had a store. Or he was working at a store. And he had, like, a little party. You know what I'm saying? And he was talking about, yo, P-Rock's going to be there. So I said, yo, I'm there. And then that's when I think we linked
yeah,
up and shit.
That's the first day we met. Store, I actually, worked there with Cynic. Shout out to my man Cynic back
home. Shout him out.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Was working there, you know what I'm saying? And the day it closed, we threw a big party in there. And that was the day I met Dio.
Yeah, and it was like brother since, man. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah, we've been cool ever since.
Well, I hear that. So what's the... What's the outtake on today's artists and your street bomber? What's your opinion on this like street art shit?
Wait, let me go back to what you were saying about Kors and the stickers.
All right, let's back it up.
Because I remember X-Men and Tess and all that doing that, but this nigga Kors definitely. He took that shit to another level.
Oh, hell yeah. No, nobody's taking that.
And not to take nothing away from X-Men, you know what I'm saying? But of course, that nigga was doing that shit with the silver markers. The nigga shit was doing it with the skinny tags. The nigga was doing it with the fucking stickers like bananas, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah. I agree.
All over the fucking city, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yo, shout out to Kors, KRT, man.
Definitely.
For real.
Definitely shout out to Kors. He's real good people.
For real. And my nigga JD, BTW.
Shout out to ENX too,
cause he definitely linked the nigga up with KRT. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
JD was the nigga who took me into the tunnels first. You know what I'm saying? Back in '90, I was like 15.
But
and
yeah,
he showed
that,
niggas the tunnels and shit.
You had that 108 crew, man. You had JD.
It was like a mixture of niggas. It was FTS and shit. You know what I mean? FTS. It was the flip side actually. You know what I'm saying?
The
FTS
flip side.
Another crew from Flush and Bound and shit, but. It was TFS, you know, the flip side, and Shorty and niggas from 108, and I think that's how I met JD, actually, you know?
Well, and he was just starting out, and I was just starting out. It was JD, Set, and Kost.
It was JD, Set, Kost.
And Vamp was up in there, too.
Vamp, definitely. Or WRB, shout out to the nigga Vamp.
Shout him out.
A couple other niggas, who was it? Fucking
Sevo.
Cast.
Sevo,
definitely Sevo.
He should get back in.
Trip, you know what I'm saying? Trip, KRT.
Trip
shout out
nice.
To that nigga Trip. You know, he had a page too.
Was it Trip or Trick?
Trip, T-R-I-P.
And is there a Trick also that was down from that?
There was a Crook, K-R-O-O-K, you know what I'm saying? Who's a younger nigga, but he used to write Crook. Shout out to them niggas, you know? Lean, BTW.
Now,
you know, we linked up and then we just started hitting shit from there little by little, you know?
How long you been into this deal?
I've been into this shit since like Wild Style and B Street, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't hitting walls or nothing, you know what I'm saying, back then.
Right.
Just hitting fucking books in school, you know? It was like 87, I think I first touched the can, and that was with my boy J.R. Cram from Corona.
So who was an inspiration? I mean, you basically saw the shit I saw over here in Queens.
Definitely fucking, obviously Angel Duster, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, rest in
Flame,
peace, Angel Duster.
Flame, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yo, shout out to J.R., bro.
You know what I'm saying? Them niggas definitely was heavy. And also...
JR, where are you?
Obviously, Jazzy.
No, he's Jazzy. Supposed to be here today. I don't know.
He went home because he saw D's outside or something. I don't even know. I don't know. He can't get caught or some shit. But definitely Jazzy and Easy, man. I used to see them everywhere.
Rest in peace,
you know, from Roosevelt to fucking Left Rack to Jackson Heights to Flushing, all the way to my grandma's crib by Fordham and Valentine. So them niggas was hitting everything. I thought they was from Corona. Until I realized that, wait a minute, these niggas just smashing everything. You know
every
saying?
Neighborhood.
So those were like my first, those were my first two, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear that.
Obviously, after, you know, looking at Subway art books and shit like that, I used to see Lee and fucking Dondi and all that, you know what I'm saying? But the insides definitely inspired a nigga too.
Those books definitely helped. I mean, especially for us when we were younger.
Definitely.
I mean, Martha Cooper.
Subway Art.
There you go.
Spray can on Subway Art, all that.
Great,
definitely.
Great fucking pitches. I mean, you know, another one of my favorites actually was Scene UA.
Oh, that's another nigga. Hell yeah. Scene.
Scene PJ. Definitely. Scene, when I saw PJ, that Subway Art, bro. Right. Definitely influenced me a lot to, you know, do a lot of graffiti.
Me, I basically just, you know, I was the outcast. I was the white kid from the neighborhood. You know, I used to hang out with everybody, you know. And when I was in the neighborhood, I was with this type of person. When I was in school, I was with that type of person.
Right.
Then I got into the DJ, and then, dude, I got called every fucking name under the sun. But till this day now, I mean, I don't regret anything I did. I mean, you know, of course, you wish you did certain things differently, but regardless, no matter how old I get, you know, that pink keeps flowing in the blood.
Definitely, bro. That shit, I was definitely an outcast in school. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Definitely. And that graph was like the shit that like kind of made me semi-cool. You know what I'm saying? With niggas that normally, that and handball. You know what I'm saying? It was handball and graph. You know what I'm saying? Because I was definitely an outcast. But after that, like, niggas just took you in. Because if you was tagging and doing your shit, then niggas took you in like, okay, he's one of us.
You go to school with anybody, you know, any writers or anything?
I went to school, I guess, with Rockstar, you know what I'm saying?
Who,
you know, he did that bid for the shit that happened with the tourists at the U.S. Open. He stabbed up a tourist, remember?
Right.
I think he was
the
leader of FTS, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I went to school with, I don't know if I went to school with Webb or just Webb used to just chill outside my school or what. The nigga used to come with black books and just chill outside the school and shit.
Webb still do that to this.
Yeah, he's the
day.
Black book king, but I don't think I ever seen the nigga in the halls.
You can't get away from him because he'll have 10 books and you got to hit every fucking book.
For years, my nigga. Word, that's Webb.
Every
right
book, you got to hit it. How about you? You go to school with any writers that, you know, maybe have some notoriety today?
Before I dropped out of school, I was going to school with the hot crew, yo. Go For, Dutch. I mean, the names go on, but you know what I'm saying? We used to cut out school and just go hit the bridge. The bridge was like 2 blocks away from our school. Shout out to, you know, Go For and Dutch and them boys.
Shout them out.
Hot crew's in the building, bro.
That's what's up.
I can remember going to school with Enemy, Delay, Lethal, YCC niggas. They're basically Corona niggas, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
I hear you.
I definitely looked up to other niggas like MQ and Ghost and fucking, obviously J.A., you know what I'm saying? Even Colt back then. I even looked up to him back then. You know,
shout out to Dutch's little brother, Deuce. He with me right now, yo.
Shout out to Deuce.
Hot crew's in the building.
What's up?
All right. You want to say something, man?
Yeah, man. You can chime in, brother.
Come
get on the mic. Say what's up,
bro,
to the people.
Let them know. You're doing it.
L.E.S. in the fucking house. There you go. L.E.S. to Queens. That's what's up. I actually, you know, I got a quick little story, man. I used to go to school, and they were these cats that, you know, were into graph. One of them used to write Fiend, and he's actually a police officer. I don't think he's going to listen to the show, even though he follows me. But
he's from L.E.S.?
No. He's from, no. He was actually
kid,
from Flushing. He used to write Fiend, P-H-E-E-N, and this nigga was nasty.
There's a lot of fiends in L.E.S. too.
No, when definitely. You said Fiend, I thought you meant this kid used to write Femur and shit.
He was on
Vifa's dick, basically, you know what I'm saying? Shout out
to Vifa. Man, definitely put in his fucking work.
Vifa's another nigga I look up to, that's for sure. I always tell Seth this because he knows him and shit. But
listen, I'm down in those tunnels. I catch a lot of his shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Running.
That nigga, I try to adopt his style and shit. Not to even dick ride, but just that nigga just hit the main street and the back blocks. You know
yo, anyway, that nigga FEMA is a fucking snitch. When I see that nigga, I'm going to punch him in his mouth.
There you go. Roll call. Anyway, so I wind up going to school with these cats, right? Fiend, I wish he would have been more of a writer because this guy was nasty. But then there were these two cats from Jamaica. One of them used to write Scan 56, and the other cat used to write SERP. Now, I don't think it's the same SERP from today, well, you know, who you see up. But these cats used to push VIC crew and CAC crew. And I was actually on the phone with GL, and he was telling me about Vic Crew and Peak and all of these cats. But my favorite one was when I got on Instagram a couple of years back, I get this DM, yo, are you the Alski from John Brown High School? And I'm like, oh, shit.
Wow.
I'm like, who's this? So now I'm like trying to figure out his screen name. I put two and two together. Make a long story short, it was fucking Shone.
Wow.
Shone was in my homeroom, IF crew, and I never even fucking knew it. So that to me was a crazy story.
Shout out to If, definitely. Them niggas was definitely doing shit hard.
Oh, yeah, big inspiration.
And when CE and Zane came on the scene with them niggas, they even brought it further. You know,
yo, shout out to my man F1. May he rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Definitely, rest in peace.
And then another one was, I was actually in, I believe it was ninth grade. Yeah, it was ninth grade. I walked into the bathroom, and yes, I was smoking. Don't get any ideas. Chia, my daughter. I walk into the bathroom to go smoke a cigarette, and there's this skinny, slender kid, you know, pretty good height, copping a tag with a green Pilot. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, what the fuck's that say? And he turns around and goes, Cool G Rap. Whoa. So I'm like, Cool G Rap. I'm like, yo, give me that marker. So I cop a tag.
The rapper
Cool
G Rap?
Lo and behold, it was Cool G Rap.
Right, wow, right, that's right. Crazy.
Shout
from
out.
From Corona, definitely.
Shout
Cool
him
G
out.
Rap. 101
that's
in Northern.
One mean gangster
definitely.
Motherfucker, man.
That's
yo,
one of hip hop's top
the
five.
Best,
for real.
One of the best.
From
not because,
Corona, of
not
course.
Not because I knew him or, you know, from school. I actually think that Road to the Riches. Back
one
in those
best,
days,
yo.
That was the shit.
Matter of fact, I was
hell
in high
yeah,
science.
It was a classic, bro.
I was
hell
in science,
yeah.
My science class was the large professor. He was in my science class and shit.
Ah,
and every time I had a black book, he'd be like, yo, shorty, let me see that book. And I pass him the book, and he just hook it up. The large professor. And I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yep,
this nigga do records. Because at that time,
he
had Do the Right Thing.
DJ,
and,
too.
Yo, he had the fuck was that song? Watch Roger Do His Thing. You know what I'm saying? He dropped his first joint. And
yo,
he was still
was
doing
he,
tags and shit.
Did he do the beats for Main Source?
Yeah, he was. That was his crew, Main Source. And shit.
Main Source. They were from Flushing, right?
They were from Flushing, Sanford, and they brought out Nas.
Right.
The nigga brought out Nas and shit.
Definitely, yo. He definitely represent the hip hop.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
That nigga still doing his thing.
I met him in the street one day in the Bell and shit. I told him, I said, when are you going to drop another album? He said, soon. That never happened, though.
Nah, but his beats is definitely floating on niggas' albums. You know, he's still doing the beat.
I gotta say, his beats are, to me,
classics.
One of the best.
Definitely.
One
that,
of the best.
That 90s
best
shit. That 90s shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Everybody trying to bring back the 90s. You know what I'm saying? And you know, for anybody doing that, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Good
I
luck.
Gotta say, though, my favorite track is, I actually used it as my intro for the show, is That's That Shit with fucking Diamond D.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song.
That shit that. Is. Oh,
yo,
dude.
That's
I could,
that shit.
Yo, I could listen to that shit all day long.
That's crazy.
That's so, a classic right
shout
there.
Shout him out. Shout him out. Shout out everybody from the 90s era, the 80s, and Run DMC and all of these cats, and
the
UMCs.
The 90s is a dope era for graphs.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows that. Same thing with the 80s. 80s was crazy because of the trains.
Yep.
And then the niggas growing up from the 80s, that's when them little kids from the 80s that was growing up on the 80s shit came out in the 90s, and that's when just 90s just exploded with mad niggas, mad styles, mad throwies, mad dope tags. So, like, you know, to try to bring that shit now in 2015 is too hard. The buff is strong, but...
Well, with this new mayor, I think we may have a chance to actually start seeing some action because he's an asshole.
Yo, fuck the buff, man. You just got to keep bombing the
streets.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, to bring back the 90s...
Take
just,
it for 7-1.
I don't know, son.
King
the
of China.
You know,
is an era that
I see
can't
these
be duplicated,
cats,
bro. You know?
I see these cats in Europe, and they're actually holding trains hostage. And these dudes roll up on this train, and they just stomp out the whole train, 5-10 minutes, boom, gone.
Yeah, I see that. They come like 8 deep, one
yep.
guy outlines it, then there's like 4 guys filling in, then the other kid comes in and outlines it. They done in like 5-10 minutes.
Yep.
They come
that,
with
that,
the
that's
big
what we
fat
need
cats.
To do here. We need to get these guys over here, start destroying shit, and then we just continue.
Nah, we don't need no more out-of-towners out here, man.
No, that's true, but I would like to see it again, let me tell you.
These out-of-towners come over here, try to come right in New York and shit.
But listen, New York,
yo,
to
everybody
me...
Everybody wants to bomb New York, man. Why?
To me, New York is the staple of graffiti. They say Philly. I beg to differ. I say New York.
All right, we got Cornbread over there. Yo, who else is famous from fucking Philly? Come on, man. You serious, bro?
DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Whatever, bro.
All right. Well, that's my point.
You talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. And he actually went to Bel-Air. So, I mean, I guess he fronted, too.
New York. New York is where the scene is always.
Word
been.
Up.
You know
yo,
saying?
Shout out to Cornbread.
Although it's worldwide, though.
No disrespect. I met Cornbread one day at a Coke 2 show. You know what I'm saying? He was a mad, cool brother, man. Respect.
Oh, respect them all. I mean, all the old school cats, down to even Lava. Lava, I met over at Tough City up in the Bronx.
Yeah,
shout
Lava,
out
cool
to
cat. Definitely. Shout out to Lava.
To Tough City, Bids, Med, Sass, and all the cool
shout
cats.
Shout out to
out
Tracy.
There.
Tracy 168. Me and
Tracy
Sam was chilling
168.
With him.
Yeah, I got to get him on the show too, man. Yeah, that's one crazy cat.
Tracy's a cool dude, bro.
So, TDT. Tell me about TDT.
TDT, my brother started it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he wasn't doing nothing with it, so I just took it off his hands and, you know, I just rolled with it.
When did TDT come out? Because I know I've seen you up for years and I always seen a TDT up in there.
TDT started in the early 80s, yo. TDT is 30 years strong.
There you go. All right. But, well, for the people that don't know, now you know. I mean, like me, OTC started in 1980 from IS-61. You know, right. I was a white boy. Nobody wanted to throw me down with a crew. And my crew that I wanted to get down with was TSK, and that was AD, Angel Duster. That was Angel Duster's crew. Wow. And I used to hang with his boys, Soap, Frost. There was a whole clique. Say was even down with them guys, Say City. Beretta. Then you had Sun One. Then you had Fawn, and you had Flame, and you had all these Corona Cats. Pro.
Fuzz One. All
Fuzz One. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to Fuzz One. So, you know, there was a lot of inspiration from everywhere considering. But I do have to admit, the city and the Bronx, you know, being a kid, because, you know, I grew up in Queens. I would venture out of the neighborhood and, you know, you'd wind up in the Bronx on Tremont or something. And you see in these trains, it was like, damn. You know, and then I remember I actually saw the United Artists wall that scene did. And, you know, being a kid looking up to that shit was cool shit.
Definitely. I used to go to my grandmother's and shit in Grand Concourse. And I used to peep, like, this is back in whatever, from young, but, like, the shit I remember is, like, the bombing era niggas and shit. Like, Castamer, Gangster, you know what I'm saying? Definitely Louis, Tyke, Jest.
Yeah, shout out to Tyke.
You know
Tyke.
What I'm saying? A lot of dudes, man.
Talking about that kid Gangster that used to hit the streets?
GANGSTA.
Yeah, I used to see that shit a lot.
That
back
shit was everywhere, my nigga.
90s,
and definitely, without a doubt, behind Jaws and Easy, for me, was Besta and Jew. You know what I'm saying? Them two niggas murdered shit. You know what I'm saying? Murdered shit.
Besta, cool people.
Definitely. I met him too, man. Shout out to Besta, yo.
I actually, believe it or not, I used to have beef with them two cats. You know what I'm saying? Me, Beefer, and F1. You know what I'm saying? I squashed that shit with Besta. I never met Jew. But whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you old dude, my nigga, so yeah, I can see that.
Definitely. You fucked up. You see, old dude. We fucking...
I'm an old dude.
We ain't old. We ain't old. We fucking young, man. Who the fuck you kidding?
That's what the graph keeps niggas alive and shit. But
listen,
I'm retired, so there it is. We wake up
in the morning, man. Yeah, you full of shit retired, man. I seen the shit you did the other night.
That's drunk tags. That's not nothing. If you drunk and you say, yo, you know what? I'm in the mood to take a tag, so there it is. You know what I'm saying? Seb, every time you see me take a tag, I'm nice.
We're drunk together, bro.
Nice.
Yeah, but meanwhile, when he's drunk, instead of copping a tag on a truck or something, this motherfucker getting out on the Long Island Expressway or the BQE, copping tags in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh, yeah, dad. That's what's up. That's what niggas going to say. Yeah,
every once in a while, I'm driving and I catch something in the corner of my eye. I turn around, I see fucking Dio, JR. And I'm like, this motherfucker ain't writing, but his shit is all over the fucking place.
Yeah, pull over here, man.
But I got to give it a JR, too, man. You know, he got
JR
some spots, man.
JR does his thing, definitely. That fucking BMX goes
Jesus
far, for real.
Jesus Christ. Fucking Junes. Yo, call that motherfucker. Tell him to get his ass over here.
Yo, JR, where are you, man?
Come on, man.
JR's mad at you, brother.
Yeah, I got to shout out JR. JR's my man. You know, of course, my daughter fucked up. She left the microphones at home, so.
I messed up?
Yeah, you messed up. You wanted to come. No, it's not, but you know what? You want to come, right? That's the only way you're getting out of the house because your mother got you on lock right now. Uh-huh, so don't let me blow you up. Shout out to my wife, Vicky. She holds it down. She's my queen.
Yo, but, shout out to my daughter, Ashley. I love you.
There you go. The baby girls make us go crazy, right?
Yeah, true that.
Yep, no matter how old they get, they still are little babies. So, Dio, what's the deal with UDI?
Oh, my God. It's like even before that, man. When I started in Cannes in 87 with my nigga Cram Jail,
I was writing
L.O., you know what I'm saying?
On the low.
Yeah, and it was VKS, Vandals Killing Shit, and then... Fucking, oh my God, just so many crews, you know, bullshit little crews used to make up here and there, but UDI came, I don't know, I guess in 92, 93, something like that. I'm not sure. You know, You Deserve It, Under the Influence. And it was just a couple of, you know, just a couple of my close heads, you know. We just
Under the Influence.
You know, Kill Jamaica and fucking Queens, basically.
You like that? I like that one, too.
Yeah, and then we started, you know, branching out to Brooklyn by the Weed Spots and then by my cousin's house in the Bronx and then, you know, hitting a little bit of the city. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get known and shit, trying to get a little fame here and there.
Oh, I hear you. I gotta admit, though, you got, to me, one of the dopest stickers. I'm definitely going to put it in a giveaway.
I can't argue with you there.
For anyone that remembers the Taken. Because
I see a lot of whack bullshit out there. You know what I'm saying?
And Taken of Pelham 123, which has got to be one of the best fucking movies that involves New York City trains.
Definitely.
Has, Dio's got this sick sticker. It looks like an old school Polaroid. And I can't remember if that was Mr. Green standing by the door.
I'm not sure, but I'm gonna give a shout out to the Lazy Hustler, definitely, because he posted that shit, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna have to borrow this. You
but
know?
But that
Ricky
Dio
Powell,
tag,
shout out to Ricky Powell.
That Dio tag belongs right there. That shit to me is dope.
Most definitely, right next to the conductor hostage situation.
For some lucky follower, you're gonna get a couple of those dope Dio stickers. I mean, me personally, I got to frame one for myself because you did give me a few way back, and I never gave them out because I think they're too fucking dope to give away.
I got more, don't worry. I got more for you.
So, yeah, we got to get them out. Seth, what's up with the sticker game for you? You got any of those signature Yankee hats coming out?
Yeah, man. Just follow me on Instagram. You know, I sell sticker packs. I just did a bunch of stickers for Dole. You can check him out. You can get some stickers off of him.
Dole. That's right. Give Dool a follow. Dool, you said, right?
Yeah, D1NYC.
Definitely. Another legend I used to see up in Queens, for
that's
real.
My boy.
Another
my
legend,
boy.
Definitely.
D1NYC, man.
TMR, If, Beef, that shit was fucking legendary. You know what I'm saying?
If you follow him, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of vets on stickers. You know what I'm saying? He got all the top-notch niggas.
Yes, he does.
So follow
my
man, Dool.
Good
RIS crew.
And MCI.
Yeah, that's his crew.
Yeah,
MCI,
most criminally
definitely.
Insane. That's right.
Yep, he's good
see
people.
See that shit everywhere, for real.
He's definitely good people. So, what's the deal? Like, you know, what makes you pick up that can now? I mean, yeah, all right. It was, you know, a little up in age, but I know you still hitting shit. I still see shit.
I just love writing graffiti, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to stop until the motherfucking Vandal Squad come fucking get my ass, basically.
So do you have a nice stash or do you just, you know,
shout
sporadically
out to the Vandal Squad.
Yeah, all right.
Or do you sporadically go rack a couple of cans? I mean,
I used to steal a lot of paint, but you know, right now I'm going to Home Depot, swipe that 99-cent can and get the Rusto. You know the deal.
There you go.
So,
now,
yeah, I pay a dollar for a Rusto, so fucking
what do you
I
what
got
do you
money.
That's true. What do you think about today's paint? I mean, there's a lot of brands out there. I mean, you know, like Beltan and Montana and, you know, all these. I call them designer cans.
I don't be buying Montanas. I mean, when it comes to that shit, I buy Ironlax. You know what I'm saying?
Ironlax
like
is dope, too.
They're a little cheaper and shit, and, you know, they write good and all that. Oh, good looking, bro. My boy got me a beer from the store. That's what's up.
Cheers.
He got me a Dominican beer, too. That's what's up.
It's Mexican, nigga. It's Modelo, nigga.
It's Mexican. All right, whatever.
The fuck
wait,
do
what
I
is
know?
That? What is that? Oh, yeah, that's something. What is that?
I don't even know how to say
it's
it.
A black Mexican beer.
Oh, Negra. There you go.
Negro Modelo. Yeah.
No, it's Negra, not Negro.
He got me the light skin version. That's what's up.
There you go. It looked like apple juice.
No diggity.
Cheers.
Cheers, baby.
Yo, check me out on Instagram. You heard Street Evil Vandal. I'm coming out with a new t-shirt Friday. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me. Street_evil_vandal.
There you go. What do you got coming out? What do you got?
T-shirt. It's a different one. You know what I'm saying? The first one I did was just a regular throw up. Now I did the E. You know, it got a hand holding a can of spray paint.
Ah, yes. I believe you texted me that.
Yes, I did.
And that shit was hot.
Thank you.
As far as that silk screening go, I don't that guy the price wasn't right. That's besides the point.
Well, I ain't gonna say how much I paid for the t-shirts.
No.
I really got them for a real good fucking price. Bro.
No, I hear you. Maybe you could link me up with the other guy because I don't silk screen. I just do vinyl. And
He got the plug for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody you know rocking t-shirts, holler at me. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
You got a good price. DM me on my Instagram.
That's it. Give him a DM.
Trying to blow it up with the t-shirts. You heard $25 a pop. Holla.
And what you got your sticker packs going for? You got posters, right?
10 stickers for $20 plus $5 shipping and handling, so it's $25.
There you go.
Priority I sold shipping. At least 40, 50 packs easy. I ship them all over Paris, London, Cali, to name a few. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Canada. All over, bro. You
That's
know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, you get people that buying from New York, but believe it or not.
You know what? I noticed New York people are cheaper.
Yeah, and I actually send my shit to Russia, too.
Yep, there you go. Shit, between truck books and shit, I pretty much all across the world, you know.
Right, yeah, definitely.
I got to shout out Karen Farmer.
Yeah, Karen no doubt. Farmer, Karen Farmer, yeah.
Man, let me tell you, if she was over here in New York, forget about
That's
it.
That's the model? Who is that?
We would be hanging out.
Who's that? Who's that?
All the time.
She does paintings, yo. Mm-hmm. Oil paintings.
She does oil paintings.
One day I just hollered at her. I told her to do me a painting, and then I just started posting her stuff. And you know, now she's getting money out. You know, on
she
doing
actually,
a lot of paintings.
She actually sent me one as well, and you know, I got to say, she I have two canvases of hers that my boy Payne, rest in peace, passed away a couple of months back. Payne had gotten these canvases.
R.I.P. for real.
And when Payne passed away, you know, I went by the apartment and you know, his brother and his family were like, you know, can you finish these canvases? Because he actually sent Karen a cityscape picture, which is an actual picture he took of Manhattan. The other one's the Sydney skyline, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And they were like, can you finish them? So what happened was Payne actually did a fill-in, no outline or nothing. He just started doodling on them. And that had to be one of the hardest things I ever did. I actually finished the one, and I still didn't start working on the other one.
Right.
You know,
too many brothers getting cut short, man.
I just like, want to, you know, I just
year,
want to thank
somebody else.
I just want to thank Karen for making him happy, because I remember when he opened up that package, this kid was like, a kid in a candy store. And in December, you know, check my Instagram. In December, the family's having a little something out in New Jersey. You know, they're asking if anybody wants to do a canvas in, you know, in memory of Payne. And we're going to celebrate, you know, just
I
his,
think I seen
his
that,
life
I
in
think
general.
I think I seen that painting she did for that.
But right.
Anyway, so, yo, follow Karen on Instagram.
Karen_Farmer.
There you go, yo. She does a lot, yo. She charges a real good price. You know what I'm saying? She ain't out there trying to rape you.
Well, she actually sent me two trucks. I got to post the pictures. One of them had that beautiful landscaping that she does. The other one's blank. I got to take care of it. I got to send her something good. But as far as pain goes, just check it out on Instagram.
Yo, that lady
in December.
Does, I'm sorry about that. That lady does everything with the brush, yo. She is nice.
Well, she's nasty.
She is nasty.
But, yeah, you got to shout him out. And well, rest in peace, Payne. And my boy Key, OTC, passed away many years back. You know, we don't
definitely
forget.
R.I.P.
We definitely don't forget, you know, all our brothers. And, you know, other than that, you know, life is short. That's why we do what we do and continue to do what we do. We're still family.
Nobody's
men.
Promised tomorrow. Not
no,
yet.
Not at
not
all.
Yet.
Not at all. I mean, yeah, listen, I would love to go bombing every night, but, you know, I got you know, a job. I got kids. I got bills, just like everybody else. But I'm this far from saying, fuck that. I got at least this whole fucking winter I want to bomb.
I'm retired, B. That's
bah.
I'm definitely
I'll
retired.
I'll get you
man.
Out. I'll get you out.
No.
I know I can call Seb. I know Seb will come.
And D.O. will come with us.
Yo, I'm not trying to lose
We just
my
go to his
shit.
House. We go to his house with a bottle. And we get us to drink a little. And I'm like, come on, D.O., let's go.
That's
He's
it.
Gonna come.
This nigga knows me too well.
Yo, just like he said he wasn't going to get on the mic, right? Yeah, look who's talking now. That fucking Modelo's doing the right thing.
Nigga forced me to speak and shit.
Forced my ass.
I told him, I said, I don't want to do this show by myself. After the first show had four all-stars, come on, I can't do it by myself.
Now listen, everybody, to me, this is the way I look at it. Everybody to me is an all-star. If I reach out to you, it's because obviously I seen your work, I know you, I like what you're doing, I like what you did. And listen, I'm all about the movement, you know, and I want everybody out there worldwide, you know, to be like, damn, yo, tune into the Alski show. And they'll be like, yo, that cat was on there, this cat, that cat. You know, this is just begun. For people out there that support me, I love you all. For those that hate me, I still love you.
There you go. You just got to get heavy hitters every week, bro.
That's it. And that's what it's all about.
It's the evolution, bro. This shit's still going to keep going. Beyond us, it's still going to keep going.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Even way after us, it's still going to keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to my man Child, man. He just got killed in my neighborhood, yo, like 10 days ago. A little 19-year-old kid, man.
Rest in peace. I saw the picture.
Rest in peace to that, man.
Rest in peace.
His crew was Fly Money, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Fly Money, man. Fly Money family, man.
Definitely.
It's just a sad
thinking of all you cats.
It's sad when someone dies. You know, whether it's gang-related, graffiti-related, or just getting hit by a fucking car.
I'm actually wearing this T-shirt right now, man.
It's sad. It's sad.
Little young kid, man. Shit is crazy, bro. These little young kids don't give a fuck anymore.
Nah, when we grew up, it was a lot different.
You fight with your hands. Now these days, where you want to pull out a gun?
Either that or they run your ass fucking over.
Nobody want to get their hands dirty no more. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
You know what's funny is that when I was growing up, my nigga J.R. and Cram, that's all they was into was stealing cars and shit. And I wasn't really down for stealing cars. I was down for breaking windows and jumping in somebody's whip. So I said, yo, just fucking let me bust out the paint and shit. And them niggas definitely was with the movement. You know what I'm saying? Although they still did their little fucking car chases and served their little bids or whatever. But
I'm not going to say which one out of the two, maybe both of them, but both of them were good fucking thieves.
All right, that's a whole nother story.
That I gotta say.
Let me finish. They're not stealing whips no more.
No.
But
they
still
retired.
Both into
they
the
retired.
Graph. You know what I'm saying? They definitely still both into
they
the
retired,
graph.
They retired, but I gotta say, they were good. They were good. You needed
they
something.
They were the best. Queens, they was the best.
Dude, it was like going to the supermarket, man. You went with your list and boom, it was done.
Fucking 13-year-old kids robbing cars and shit. Them niggas is the
bad. Hey, listen, a lot of people do a lot of crazy things. I mean, I've done crazy shit. You know, but I don't regret it. It's a lesson in life, lesson learned. Move on, next chapter. And that's pretty much that. I mean, so Sev, any big productions, like, you want to get into, like, the big walls where you could actually chill, smoke an L, and, bullshit with
people?
Yeah,
I'm always down to do walls, you know what I'm saying? If anybody want to do walls, just holler at me, man.
You're down. Yeah, you're not against it. I mean, especially up in Brooklyn, you got these hipsters moving in and shit, and a lot of writers are getting pissed off about them taking their spots. And
yeah, I've been going ham in New Jersey lately, bro. I've been taking over Newark, you know what I'm saying? Just bombing New Jersey.
No, I hear that.
Smashing another state up.
So you're on a world tour?
I'm not on a world tour.
Come on. You got to make a world tour now. You got to make
I'm
it a world tour.
I'm just in another state doing me.
All right, that stuff. State to state to state, and then, just airplane here, there, and
definitely
going to
go Miami Art Basel this
year.
Yeah,
I'm definitely hitting that shit. I'm taking my daughter with me, too.
I'm definitely going to be staying home and shit, chilling.
Come on. Come on.
Fuck that shit.
I'm going out there to bomb.
I did it. I went out there in 2011, and I had a fucking ball, bro.
A lot of people tell me, at least once you got to do it.
I'm walking down the street in Miami. I'm taking a tag like, Seb, what are you doing out here? The king of Chinatown. Niggas told me that. I was like, wow, that's crazy, bro.
And now I got you to go back.
Yeah. No, not really. When you over there in a whole other fucking state and you walking down the street taking a tag and people know who the fuck you are, that's love right there.
Oh,
that's
because
half New York was there. Of course they're going to know who you are.
But nah, you can't say that. I mean,
half New York be down there, so they're going to know who Seth is.
A lot of people know because they do their homework. I mean, I'd like to also, say Dems, that poor kid that got killed, rest in peace.
That was crazy, that happened last year.
I actually did a couple of outlines in his honor. I don't know him, never met him, but like I said, when you lose someone at a young age,
it's foul.
It's just sad. It's a sad story.
Yeah,
whether he was
got
a good kid
or not.
TV
coverage, man.
Yeah. A lot of people passed away. I mean, shit. Yeah, should actually, if you went to write a list, you'd run out of room.
Every year. You can go back every year, you know what I'm saying? There's somebody that somebody knows that passed away. A graph head.
Yep.
That's for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Every year since I've been bombing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whether it hits home or it's just, from someone or, his boy and so on and so forth, it's always sad.
Definitely.
Even if you got beef with the guy, you don't want to see anybody dying. You know what I'm saying? I don't anyway. I wouldn't wish harm on anyone. you know, fuck with my family, and then that's a different story.
I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of writers get ran over. I mean,
yeah, there's a couple niggas
that
really do.
That don't mean I want them dead, you know what I'm saying? Just break a leg of FEMA or something, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, yeah, you had to get that one in.
Yeah, we're not talking about death here. We're talking about just, run over, reversed,
over.
Yeah, I ain't going to say no names, but yeah, I got some niggas too that I don't give a fuck about.
I'm sure you do.
These little young toy motherfuckers write a little 5, 6, 10 years. And they think they running shit. You know what I'm talking about, you toy fucking bastard.
You know what? You know. Let me say something about that. Let me say something about the new generation that comes out. When I was doing my shit back in 93, 94, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't pay homage to the niggas before, man. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know a lot of them. Later down the line, I got to meet a lot of old school heads. And, you know, mad cool dudes and shit. And, like, that's how it is, man. When you come out, like, you just cocky and you just want to do your shit and... You know, just to all them niggas that just came out yesterday or last week or 2 years ago, you know, like, you know, you could talk all you want, you know, because we did it too. But, you know, where you going to be at in 20 years? You know what I'm saying? 20 years, you still doing that shit? Then, yo, you know, you can't just come out yesterday and then I'm legend. That's it. No, it don't work like that, my nigga. That shit takes years. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, unless you're doing crazy
shit like fucking hitting bridges and fucking riding out cop cars and doing all types of shit in a small amount of time, then you're not going to see it. But I mean, you know what I mean?
I
you can't
like
just
to
come
give
out.
People props.
Yeah, I mean, you get props, but you just can't come out yesterday, you know, and be like, yo, I'm the shit.
You got kids hitting hard, and then they go, and then they disappear. You know, it is what it is. But sometimes it's nice to see the excitement on the street. I mean, it's not like the 90s where there was fucking beef everywhere. I mean, I'm sure there's beef today.
There's some new writers that's doing different shit. It's like, yo, that shit is like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you got to give them some type
of
pop.
Definitely. And some of them ain't even from New York. You know what I'm saying? They killing shit.
Niggas come and they go. Yo, you heard? I'm still going to be here.
That's it. Me too.
That nigga Seven's like a roach and shit.
Me too.
I'll be walking around with a cane.
Fucking microwave ain't killing
it. Pulling out a can of spray paint, writing
my fucking
tag, bro. Born in New York, dead in New York. That's the way I'm going out, I think. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got a shout out to my man Tech Warner out in Boston. My man Bird up in Canada, RC Crew, Reps OTC. Shout out to my man Just WF. That's a brother right there. Always got my back. Shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. I mean, there's a shitload of people I want to shout out, but, you know, on occasion it pops up in the head.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to my OGM family, man. My man CA1,
Most
Cone, my man Stu. May free my man Stu. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. Can't wait till you come home. We're gonna do a lot of shit together. My man Nova, my man Cone.
Definitely. Shout out to my nigga. Yo, shout out to this. It's too many niggas, man. I don't want to forget nobody. But shout out to JD. Shout out to Clark.
I do the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? TN crew.
TN.
Fucking shout. There's so many niggas, man. Seek 333, SR, MBK.
Shout out to that little young nigga, Depp. He's definitely doing his thing from the Lower East Side.
There's too many niggas, man.
Shout them all out.
I don't hate on nobody.
Nah, me neither, man.
Shout out to my man Pacer, Sack, KS.
Yo, 20 years down the line, TDT, you know what I'm saying? You could see who's remembered and who's not. You know what I'm saying? Who came and who left.
You can't really say that because there's a lot of writers that aren't on the social media scene. And, you know, if you talk to certain people, they don't know certain people. But when you get someone mentioning, you know, Visa, Quick, you know,
writers
like that. You
RTW,
know,
definitely. Shout out to Quick. Yo, that nigga's nasty.
And Satch.
Right. No, but they scratch out the social media shit. Yo, you
can't forget Men and Rich and Bob.
No, you cannot.
You go outside, you go to work, you go visit family in all the boroughs, and you see who's doing shit and who's not. You know what I'm saying? You know who's getting up and who's not. You know what I'm saying? You know who's posting mad shit on Instagram. And who's fucking really?
Yo, you know who's tearing up the
who's
city right now?
Gates and fucking
that kid
Nick
Pear.
Yo,
that kid Pear. I've never met him before, but that kid Pear is getting it in, bro.
That nigga's hitting. Yeah, I see that nigga everywhere. Then that nigga did it. You know what I'm
funny you say that. I actually went to Target. I call it Targetto. My cousin up in Boston calls it Target, but I call it Targetto. So my wife and I and the baby Juju, we go into Targetto. And I'm like, yo, babe, I want a Starbucks. So she's like, all right, let's go before we start, you know, shopping. So we go over there. We get a cup of coffee. We sit down by the bench. The baby wanted something to eat. She's eating. I put my coffee down, sit at the bench, looking out the window, and that's the tunnel to the 7.
Right.
And what do I see? Boom, a big-ass fucking pair. I'm not going to say who we went over, but there's Pat.
I already know who you're talking about. Bro.
So I never met him. I would like to meet him. I think he's doing a lot of damage.
That
he's
nigga's
got
going
mad
in.
Fucking ups.
You can't go nowhere and not see that nigga.
Yo, he got mad Brooklyn on smash
oh,
right
hell
now
yeah.
with the throw-ups, bro. Forget about it.
That nigga definitely doing his thing. And he's not from New York, but he's doing his fucking thing.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? It's undisputed. It's like it's, you can't
he's
deny
He's not
it.
From New York?
The nigga. Nah, what
is he on fucking vacation?
Pair's not from New York, right?
Well, from what I heard, they call him an out-of-towner.
Yeah. That nigga's still doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hound. I don't think Hound is from New York. That nigga's fucking body
Hound's my
shit.
Nigga. He TDT, you know what I'm saying?
I saw that big-ass
fucking
boy.
You brought him to my crib. That nigga, coolest little nigga you could ever meet.
I came off the bridge on Delancey Street, and I see this fucking gate. Dude, I thought it was part of the fucking store.
Doing big throws.
That nigga not playing, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, he's doing some Nesky shit, bro.
Shout out to Hound. Shout out to Goog, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to my man Goog.
Goog is another one.
Word up, Goog is getting it in, bro.
Doing it. That nigga destroying shit.
Shout out to my man SR, MBK. You already know.
I don't even look at it like who's from here and who's not. I look at it like, yo, who's fucking getting it in and who's not. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm retired. So.
Nah, retired. But you still watching?
I'm still, yeah. I mean, you can't not. You know what I'm saying? You can't not watch
That's
it.
That's what
you know
I keep saying.
As a little five-year-old kid on the train, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the insides, reading every single tag and every single message.
Yeah, but yo, those insides were bomb.
Those
bad,
were the best,
bro.
Yo.
Those were the days, bro.
They were bomb.
It's not even funny. I used to notice the insides more than the outside. It's like, it's crazy. Most niggas notice the pieces. I'm looking at the scrolls.
The insides were bomb so much. If you actually took a silver can or a white can and copped a tag, you would see that. That much more.
Definitely.
Yo, the insides was tags on tags, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God, who had the purples, the blacks, and then the homemade markers?
Yo, my man Conan used to kill the insides.
Oh, Conan
TDT, bro. That nigga used to rag the insides, bro.
I mean, yo, the tag to me, since I can't draw for shit, you know what I'm saying? So tags to me was like the art, you know what I'm saying? You had a dope tag. Well, like,
a hand style is a hand style.
This shit is like a signature, my nigga.
You know,
what I'm saying?
You got
it's
people
John
that
Hancock,
got
that shit looks sick. Well, it don't look sick. You know, your shit is either, you know, kind of funny looking or the shit is fucking style. You know.
Yo, shout out to my man CS TFK RY tags.
Shout them all out.
No doubt. Definitely. I ain't forget y'all.
Shout them out.
Shout out to my homegirl Pia. Me and her getting it in. Heard we killing them streets.
Doing damage.
No doubt. TDT's in the building.
No doubt. Shout out to Miss Mags, yo.
Taking down toys.
Shout out to Maggie. That's what's up.
Shout out to Mags, my homegirl.
Definitely.
Another legend back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. Another queen, for real.
She used to get it in Queens.
She did her fucking
thing.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You know?
I actually had the pleasure of meeting her and several other female writers. Hats off. They're doing their thing. I got my daughter. She's itching to bomb, but you know I can't.
It's crazy. I don't know how these young cats be doing it so ill, yo. Because it's like I feel like there's more cops now than there ever was. You know, there's more D's now than there ever was. So
motherfuckers,
I mean, niggas
are everywhere.
Niggas
bro.
Is getting away with murder. Me, I got
not for nothing. I get into an accident. I call the cops, and I'm sitting there for 3 fucking hours,
oh, of course.
4
of
hours.
Course.
Not one
of course,
fucking
of
cop. I could have bombed that whole fucking
of
area.
Course. Is a chef and ghosts and nice niggas is the prophet. I'm only loving, but what if he